It's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a little while and we talk about what's going on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Victor Pat, also known as Blue. Welcome to the studio, Blue.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, how are things going at the U of A today?
They're going pretty well.
Yeah, you working in a lab?
I work in a social insect lab with Anna Dornhaus.
Ants or bees or both?
I work with ants specifically. I actually work with the contest between different colonies, so how colonies fight one another. So I have little, like, ant gladiator fights, and it's kind of fun.
Let me guess, they fight over territory?
Territory, nest space, how big their house is. They fight over brood, which are ant eggs. The workers would steal these ant eggs from the enemy colony and bring them back, and once those ants grow up, they then work for that colony that took them.
Is it like a showdown? Is it like a free-for-all? Do they have spies?
It's kind of like normal warfare in that if one colony sends out a worker, which we call a scout, then the other colony sends out a worker. So they kind of fight it out on a one-on-one basis. We've observed spies, if you will, these ants that can mask themselves when they get into an enemy nest. Because normally when an ant meets another ant, they check the pheromone, which is a scent
right.
that they give off. So if the scent doesn't match and they're just like, who are you? They start attacking. But these like incognito or spy ants can get into the enemy nest. And that's actually how they're able to effectively take the ant eggs, the brood, back to their nest.
I think I saw an episode of the Magic School Bus like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of being a chameleon or a master of disguise, they're just a master of pheromones.
Right.
So do they ever have full-on ant battles?
Ant battles like...
like biting each other on the face?
Yeah, so that's actually a great point because ants, we see, have essentially two defensive behavioral abilities, if you will. They can bite and they can sting. So what they can do is bite specific things of an ant or an enemy ant to hinder them in some way.
Right, go for the jugular.
Yeah. So they could go for the antennae. So that's how they sense the environment around them. And if they have damage to one of them, it's like the equivalent of us losing one of our senses, losing
right.
sight or hearing. They can go straight for one of the connecting segments.
Tender weak spots there.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen ant-to-ant combat?
That's actually what I see like every time I run my experiments. So it's not just all about incognito or spy ants.
What are your plans after you graduate, Blue?
I hope to pursue a graduate degree, a PhD in neuroscience, but I'm actually working towards an MD PhD so that I can work towards finding more effective evaluations and treatments for fetal-alcohol spectral disorders or spectral disorders like autism.
How long is that going to take?
For a PhD program, about 4 to 5 years, and then for medical school without a residency, 4-ish years. And then I have to move into residency, which is about 3 more years.
So cool, 13 years
yeah,
maybe,
cool,
12,
cool, wonderful time.
A dozen.
Yeah, but in my mind, I think it's really worth it to achieve all of that knowledge because in order to do what I want to in the future, I really need to not only have that medical background, but an extensive research background so that I can really diagnose, evaluate, create these kinds of different interventions.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of electronic music and dance music. Arizona is one of my favorites, if you've ever heard of them.
Yeah. I have, yeah, all capital letters.
Yeah, they have some great beats and great lyrics, too. I love to play them on, like, the piano just to listen while they do their vocals up on top while I just accompany them on my
Aww.
Own impromptu session. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Blue.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure to have you down here at the station. Stay connected with the science of today.
Yeah.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.